Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery, from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories, and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts, or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
Soundsington Media!
Hey, Meredith, did you catch that sunrise this morning?
Yeah, it was so pretty, especially with all the snowy roofs outside.
Yeah, it really was nice.
Why do you ask?
Well, it got me wondering how long it takes for light to travel from the sun to both of us here on Earth.
Good call. And how long do you think it takes for light to travel from the sun to, say, Jupiter?
Yeah, I don't know, but I think we're in luck, because this week we received a fantastic question from our listener community. And this one's all about distance. This is Reaching Out from Reach, a space podcast for kids. Reaching Out is our chance to answer real questions about space from kids around the world.
This week's question was from Owen from Michigan, who asked,
Hi, my name's Owen from West Bloomfield, and my question is, what is a light year?
Great question, Owen.
To get the answer, we reached out once again to our good friends at NASA, and we were really lucky to speak with Dr. Doug Hudgens, program scientist for NASA's Exoplanet Exploration Program at NASA headquarters. Here's what he had to say.
A light year, now that's a great question. Because when we look at the name, light year, it sounds like it must be some sort of time, but actually it isn't. A light year is a measure of distance, and it is a measure of a very, very large distance. Because light, you see, travels at a speed of 186,000 miles per second. That means light can travel from the Earth to the Moon in only about 1.5 seconds. Light travels from the Sun, 93 million miles away from us, to the Earth in about 8 minutes. Light takes more than 4 years to travel from the nearest star to the Earth to reach us. Now, a light year is actually about 5 trillion miles. That's a 5 with 12 zeros after it. So a light year is a really huge distance. But of course, you need measurements like that to measure distances between stars and distances between galaxies, which are enormously large distances. So that's why a light year is typically a distance measure that you heard of used by astronomers in talking about the size of our galaxy.
Wow, so that's how light years can help measure distances between stars and galaxies.
I wonder if the same thing goes for sunsets.
Thanks again for that fantastic question, Owen.
Big thanks again to Dr. Doug Hudgens from NASA's headquarters, along with our friends at NASA Space Place, for sharing this expertise with the Reach listener community.
Got a question about space? Let us know. Get your parents' permission and give us a call at 312-248-3402. Then leave us a message with your first name, where you're from, and your question for a chance to be featured in an upcoming episode.
We can also accept your questions via email. Just send us your first name, where you're from, and what question you'd like answered at reachthepodcast@gmail.com. That's it for this week on Reaching Out. We're your hosts, Meredith Stepien
and Brian Holden. Reach is produced by Nate DeFort and Sandy Marshall and edited by Nate DeFort.
Our theme song and additional music was composed by Jesse Case.
And our logo was created by Stephen Lyons.
Reach is a production of Soundsington Media, committed to making quality programming for young audiences and the young at heart. For more information on our shows and the people behind them, go to soundsingtonmedia.com.
We've all been there. You're standing in a museum staring at a painting, and all you can think is, I don't get it. To me, knowing the story behind an artwork is a huge part of knowing how to look at it. I'm Amanda, the host of the Art of History podcast, where we view history through the lens of some really great works of art. Each episode, we dive deep into the bigger picture behind some familiar and maybe not so familiar pieces. Check out Art of History now wherever you get your podcasts.